first, though, to Canberra and the drawn-out battle in federal parliament over tax transparency will come to a head this morning when the tax office names close to 600 companies that paid no taxation last year. Wouldn't that be nice? Alison Carabine is our political editor. This is an important moment, Ali. The ATO is going to release its first tax transparency report. It's the result, though, of a bit of legislation passed by the former Labor government. What will it reveal?
Well, what we're going to get today from the tax office is the individual tax details of about 985 foreign-owned companies and 553 large Australian public companies, not private companies, public companies. Now, we're talking Google, Apple, News Corp, Rio Tinto, BHP, Chevron and so forth, possibly also James Packer's company. So we're talking major corporations here. The tax office will release for the first time three figures: revenue, taxable income and tax payable. And what we'll learn this morning is that 579 of these entities paid no tax in 2014, none whatsoever. So we're going to get a much better picture of who is paying tax in this country and who is not. The report will show that it's companies in the energy and resources sector which have the highest level of nil tax. Now, that to an extent can be explained in part by the mining downturn. Energy and resources, followed by manufacturing, then banking and finance when it comes to companies not paying any tax.
So what does this actually mean the companies are doing? Are they necessarily engaged in tax avoidance?
Look, not necessarily. Companies would certainly be arranging their tax affairs to reduce their liabilities, but that's not necessarily against the law. Some of these companies would be using losses incurred in the previous year to reduce their tax. There's also the use of franking credits, R&D offsets and so forth. Now, that's all within the tax laws. 579 companies paid no tax, but there's another 960, Hamish, which did, and they paid a total of $40 billion last year. So most companies are giving back to this country. But still, I think people will be quite staggered by the number of corporate entities which manage somehow to avoid their liabilities. There is some new anti-avoidance laws in the pipeline. They were pushed through the parliament by the former Treasurer, Joe Hockey. They come into force next month. And hopefully this legislation will be a match for all those smart tax lawyers who are out there helping these companies avoid their tax liabilities.
Mm. On the health cuts announced in the mid-year budget update, the federal government is now conceding that some patients will in fact be worse off. Where does that leave the savings in the Senate?
Well, I think that admission by the Health Minister, Susan Lee, will firm up opposition to the cuts in the Senate. Susan Lee conceding on RN Drive last night that some people will be left worse off as a result of that MIEFO measure to scrap or to wind back bulk billing incentives for pathology and MRI scans. Labor and the Greens have their concerns. So once again, it's health, which is emerging as the key battleground in the Senate when it comes to budget cuts. And unless the government can pick off enough crossbenchers to support the measure, then it's going to go the same way, Hamish, as the Medicare co-payment, which was such a political disaster for the Abbott government.
Ali, and changes to the paid parental leave, are they also in doubt?
Yeah, there's no certainty that the PPL changes will go through. Now, you spoke with Christian Porter yesterday on the program, and he confirmed for the first time this important back down by the government over paid parental leave. Now, you would recall the furor that erupted after the May budget when the government announced that mothers who have access to parental leave through their employer could not also claim from the government scheme. Any woman claiming both payments was double dipping, according to the Abbott government. Now, this ruled out about 80,000 new mothers, but the Turnbull government has backed away from that position. The compromise it's come up with will allow women to claim government payments at the minimum wage as a top-up if their employer scheme covers them for less than 18 weeks. That's the compromise included in MIEFO, but the additional spending is only about $35 million. Now, that's nowhere near the $1 billion cuts to parental leave announced in the May budget. So the opposition says thousands of women would still be left worse off. So that's another measure that hangs in the balance. in the Senate, Hamish.
Understood. Political editor Alison Carabine, thanks very much. Talk to you again later on.
Thank you, Hamish.
It's 6:15.